you've got a slug of receivables that are 30 days old, or God forbid, any riper than 45 days, your collection mechanics need some fine-tuning. So here are a few brass tacks tips for accelerating your collections. Send out invoices immediately after goods are shipped or service provided, and make sure you include a postage paid return envelope so you make it convenient for your customer to pay you. Then, if payment hasn't been received, send another notice 2 weeks later, and maintain a strict bi-weekly schedule for sending out these late notices. It's important that you keep at the top of your customer's mind, and don't give this job to an entry-level drone. Keep in mind, we're talking about your money. You and your designated accounts receivable enforcer should get a weekly report that graphically highlights the status of outstanding receivables and flags slow pays for immediate contact. Make sure the warning bells chime after 30 days and clang after 45 days. You want your money as quickly as you can get it. The collection process should constitute a personal quest, not a computer-generated round of voicemail tag. Forget form letters. People love to beat a system, but they're much less brave when it comes to dealing one-on-one with a warrior with a cause, like you. Unless you have a big, capable staff, allocate at least 2 hours of your time each week to make personal follow-up phone calls to the folks who are holding your cash hostage. Know what the net contribution of each customer is to your bottom line, too, so that you can allocate your time and your tact accordingly. On your first call, be understanding but firm. Never get hostile. You don't want to goad the customer that owes you money into proving that he's stronger than you are. But make sure that you clearly state what your subsequent actions will be if your first call doesn't produce immediate results. And stifle the small talk. Try to sound like a professional with a definite plan and timetable. And above all, don't sound desperate. The customer might assume that you're not long for this world and try to wait you out. Also, hold the collection agency or lawyer warnings for the second call or later. Make sure you are talking to the right person, one who realizes that his or her company has something important at stake, someone who can write a check pronto. Let them know who you are and how important this call is. Record the dates and the names and phone numbers of the persons you talk with, and keep a record of what is agreed to. Better yet, follow up the conversation with a letter, and of course, keep a copy for your files. Squeeze all of the information you can out of each conversation, except reasons why the customer is having a hard time. You've got your own problems. One collector I know claims to have once discovered that the routine practice of one of his customers was to cough up cash only after 3 collection calls. He says he promptly made 2 more calls. If, after all is said and done, it looks like immediate full payment is a stretch, ask for a specific amount to be paid next week, a specific amount to be paid at a specific time. Never ask, well, how much can you pay? Structure and execute a formal written payment plan, complete with payment dates, penalty clauses, and incentives, and get the customer to agree to it. Reward those who pay and penalize those who don't with discounts or late fees. And very importantly, enforce your policy. Make sure you can put the cash to good use as soon as it becomes available. A lockbox at your bank is a good tool for reducing the downtime of incoming cash. If all else fails, hire a professional and be willing to pay whatever commission is required. Fees can go as high as 50% or more, but less than a quarter of receivables over a year old are ever collected. At this point, you're as concerned as much with principal as with cash. You don't want to be featured as a patsy on the Deadbeats of America website. Finally, don't continue to sell to someone who isn't paying and has a bad track record with your firm. You don't need the grief, and you won't get the money. Brass tacks tip: treat collecting like the important job it is. It's the most crucial thing you do after making and selling.